Welcome back to Michigan Talent Talk, a podcast by GST Michigan Works. Join us as our guests discuss valuable strategies to develop employable skills. Whether you're just getting started, taking the next step, or making the switch to a new career, learn from experts how to get the most from your job search. Now here's your host, Deonna Pratt.
Welcome, 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 and thank you for tuning in to the Michigan Talent Talk podcast. I'm your host, Deonna Pratt. Happy New Year to all of you. It is 2023, and this is our first show of the new year. I hope all of you are doing well and have your plans aligned to achieve your goals for whatever that is this year. I plan to keep you in the know and keep you engaged on what is happening in the community. We have 15,000 opportunity youth. Yes, opportunity youth in Genesee County and 4,000 in the Flint area who need to know they are not alone and are not forgotten. Let's take a moment and remove the organization and program name, break it all the way down to just people. There are people available to help you or someone you may know get to a place of sustainability or a place where you are satisfied with your education or career. Most of these people definitely are passionate about helping because they to have a story to tell. They can relate. I have a guest on the show today that believes the right to educational experiences, satisfying employment, and meaningful careers are open to all. I love that. That's so beautiful. She is the program director for the Engagement Center. Please help me welcome Tiffany Rouser. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we are happy to have you on the show today. For those that are listening that are new to the Engagement Center and are wanting to learn more about who you are and what you do, can you share with us the background story? How did you all come about and who do you serve?
Right. So we came out of an Opportunity Youth Coalition. So before I kind of get into that, I just want to take a second to define what Opportunity Youth is. So it's 16 through 24 year olds who are not enrolled in school and are unemployed. So there was an Opportunity Youth Coalition. It was kind of headed up by the Flint and Genesee group, and they combined just efforts with other organizations within the city of Flint and within Genesee County, who also provided services to 16 through 24-year-olds who are not engaged in school and work. And they really came together to share best practices and just different resources to see how we could better help this population. And so out of that coalition came the Engagement Center, and we were really the boots on the ground of that coalition's efforts. So within the Engagement Center, we can serve people. They come in and then we connect them to different resources. And we serve all of Genesee County, the 16 through 24-year-olds not engaged in work in school.
And how do they, thank you for defining the opportunity. I was going to ask you about that too. I threw that in there because I knew that that was something that you all say. And I wanted to use your language there. So thank you for defining that. So how do they find you? How do you find them, the opportunity to you?
Yeah. So we work, we have about 25 plus partners within the community. So it's different nonprofit organizations. We get referrals from schools. We get referrals from the juvenile court system. So we can connect to potential clients that way. We have a social media presence where we reach out to people. A lot of it is word of mouth. So almost everyone that I know someone that falls within this population. So anyone can, if you know someone that falls in that population, you can refer them. Or someone could even say, I want to refer myself to your services and kind of sign up with us that way. So we have quite a few different ways that people can get to us.
Perfect. You are quoted in MLive saying, we have this problem. And it's like, okay, we have different organizations giving solutions, but everybody can't do everything. And I agree with you on that. Will you please elaborate?
Yeah. So I kind of use that phrase a lot because we have a lot of great organizations that have different services that they specialize in, right? So we have people like the Boys and Girls Club, they're one of our partners, and they focus on a certain population of kids up to 18 years old. We have Crossover Outreach. They have their particular services. They're one of our partners as well. And those are two very different populations, and they don't do what the other one does, if you know what I mean. So it's important that we take these different organizations, and instead of each one of us trying to kind of recreate the wheel and have a huge duplication of services, that instead we use a lot of our efforts to kind of band together and make an easy access point for the people we're trying to serve to be connected to these different services. So that's really where the engagement center comes in. We're not trying to do everything that everyone else is doing. Our main goal is to make sure that we make the awesome opportunities and resources that are open to the population that we serve. We want to make them accessible. They're within reach, but a lot of times people don't even realize the great things that we have right here in the city of Flint or in Genesee County. So it's important to us that we utilize the organizations that are exist and make sure that people can access their services.
Paint the picture for us. When someone goes to your website and completes the referral form, what can they expect will happen next?
So when they go to our website and complete the referral form, we reach out to whoever is being referred within 24 hours, and we kind of just touch base with them and explain to them a little bit more in depth of what we're trying to do, what our services are for them, and then we schedule an appointment with them. From there, we have a basic assessment that we do just to figure out where the individual who is in need of services, what services they need exactly. And we also take that time to just get to know the people. Everyone has a story. Everyone has likes and dislikes and things that they have in their environment that they feel like help them towards their goal, and things that they have in their environment that might hinder them towards getting to their goal. So we really take that time to get to know the client and to really form that kind of partnership with the client so that they know that we're here to help them succeed. And it's way easier to do that if you are just connected more than just kind of asking them, you know, basic questions. We really want to get to know them.
And you have Success Navigators. I really like that title. Can you tell us a little bit about what their job is?
Yeah, so they are usually the ones kind of going through the process that I mentioned and dealing with the case management. And the reason that we call them Success Navigators as opposed to just, you know, caseworkers or something like that is because we really believe that this process of getting people connected to education and connected to employment and other wraparound services that they need to be successful is a journey to success. So we want to help people along their journey. We try to stick with them every step of the way. So getting them connected to a resource, but then checking in on them regularly to make sure that they are successful once they're re-engaged. So it really is a journey, and that's what we're here to help people get on their path to success and their path to a brighter future that they want for themselves. And we recognize that everyone's journey is going to be a little bit different. So everyone's level idea of success will be a little bit different too. Some people might say, I want to go to school and get X amount of degrees. Or some people might just say, I just want to own a home and a safe place to stay where I can take care of myself and my family. So our Success Navigators are there from the start to be able to help our clients figure out what success they want to achieve and then helping them on that path.
Can you give us an example of how you've helped someone in the past and they are now headed in the right direction from their point of view? What was their barrier? How did you help them overcome it? What is that? What happened there?
Yeah, so I can talk just a little more general about that. So usually we see people who are disengaged from high school. They might be under 18, or some of them are, you know, over 18, but they come in and have been disengaged from high school for different reasons. You know, maybe the educational environment was not something that was helpful to them. They didn't feel like they could learn in the environment that they were in. We've had clients who might say, I'm doing really well in school. I can do the schoolwork really well, but this environment, as far as, you know, the school, is not helpful to me, and I don't feel like I can be successful here. So we help them to find different options that might be a better fit for them. And then they're able to get re-engaged and work towards finishing their high school diploma. And one thing that I think is important to kind of bring out is, even though people will come to us to get in a better educational environment and kind of finish school, we let them know that school is important to finish, but there's a life past school, right? So we want to help them not just kind of tackle the thing that's right in front of them, but to help them think about the future and how they can plan for their future and have goals that are beyond just kind of what's in front of them. So we've been able to help people get re-engaged into school, help people find jobs, connect to other services, if it's clothing that they need or different support in areas like that. So we're happy to have helped people in their re-engagement and happy to help them kind of look towards their future and get connected to opportunities that they didn't know were really open to them. So that's something really exciting to be a part of.
What's missing? Why do you think there are thousands of opportunity youth where is the disconnect? There's like 80,000 people that live in Flint, for example, and there are 4,000 opportunity youth in the area, in the Flint area, out of 80,000 residents. Where is the disconnect, you think?
I think it's complex, but one of the things, like I just mentioned, was a lot of times people are very bright. They're very smart people, but maybe the environment that they're in school-wise is not the best fit for them to be successful in the long term. So really exploring different options. We're kind of in this place now where we recognize that even high school is not one size fits all. So what may have been the traditional way to go through school, or the traditional course of action for post-secondary, whether it's, you know, going to college, we understand that maybe that's not for everyone. So I think it's really some of the gaps can be a lack of people knowing what resources are available to them. Because we do have a lot of resources and a lot of organizations, again, that are doing amazing things. But if you don't know about them and you don't know that you qualify for them, or, you know, that they exist, they're not going to help you because you don't know about them. So that's really one of the things that we're trying to fill in the gaps with here is, you know, again, providing those access points to resources that exist that can help people and that do help people.
I agree. Visibility is very important. Getting the word out and letting the community know that you're here. And that's something that we do here at GST Michigan Works as well, is we make our very best effort to be seen and to be where the people are, meeting people where they are and letting them know about the services that we have to offer as well. And I completely agree with that. It's very important, because if they don't know about the resources, they're not likely to use them.
Yeah. And I'll just say too, like, because there are so many resources, it can, you know, to someone who is kind of at the point where they're learning about these resources, it can be difficult to pick which one is the best fit for you, you know, without having to go to each one and get information about each one. So that's another gap that we fill in here at the Engagement Center through our Success Navigators. We've connected with these different organizations. We have point people in each organization, and they can explain to our clients what their services are without having to make the client go from place to place to place in order to figure out what's best for them. So we can help them, again, navigate through what the best option is for them, and then stick with them through their process of, you know, getting enrolled in whatever program they choose, or just seeing them through and being there as a support system for them.
And how can you all be reached as far as your website, phone number? How can they, in your social media, how can you be reached?
Yeah. So our website is engageflint.com. And we have more information kind of about us and, you know, how we started off talking about the state of opportunity youth in Genesee County. More of that information along with our referral form can be found on our website. So again, that's engageflint.com, or we can be reached via email at info@engageflint.com. And our number is 810-545-7070. And if you call that number, it will come to one of our success navigators, and we can, you know, just kind of have a chat with whoever is interested. And like I said, you know, really explain to them what our process is and help them through there.
Okay. And what would you like to leave the listeners with? What would you like for them to know, the listeners right now, about that we haven't talked about as far as the engagement center? What should they know?
So you did kind of touch on it again, just the numbers surrounding the opportunity youth within Genesee County. So the 15,000 plus 16 through 24 year olds who are not engaged in school and work. And, you know, you had mentioned 4,000, and we have updated numbers that put it closer to at least 5,000 of those opportunity youth are within the city of Flint themselves. And so the biggest thing that I really want people to know is that that's a huge number. And if someone who can hear this falls within that number, we want them to know that we're here to help them. They're not overlooked. We see them, and we're here to help them be successful. Everyone can be successful no matter what their background is or what barriers they might have. There are so many organizations exist to help them overcome those barriers. So if there's someone that kind of feels like maybe their time for being successful has passed, or their path for being successful is closed, we want you to know that it's not. It's never too late to get on the path towards success. And if you even feel like, well, how do I even start that? You can definitely give us a call. And that's what we're here for. And we're excited to be helping this population.
Yes. And you made a good point earlier, too, when you said, yes, there are a ton of organizations and resources out there, but it could be tough navigating, you know, and learn and figuring out how to get started.
Right.
So I love that you all help your customers with that. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I really appreciate you joining the show. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having us, and thank you for helping to spread the word about Opportunity Youth in Genesee County.
That's Tiffany Rouser, everyone. The organization is called the Engagement Center. They can be reached by visiting engageflint.com. That's engageflint.com, or follow them on Facebook at the Engagement Center. Thank you so much for listening. That's our show.